Marion Barry is in studio. This is Governor Douglas Wilder on the phone for you.
Oh, my God. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Hey, Barry, how you doing?
Oh, you're my mentor. I'm yours.
No, I tell you, I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you've done. And you've been there for so many people, as you've described. But when you talked about that lady who called you, I tell you, you and I had our in chemistry, and then we ended up in politics, so we'll still say we both are frustrated chemists.
Right. And we also had Herb Reed, too.
We had Herb Reed. He was a dear friend of both of us.
Right.
But Marion, what you did, you helped to bring Washington back. You helped also many of us. I remember when I was young governor, before I was governor, I said, Marion, I need to help. You got it? I said, I'm talking about money. You said, you got that, and you put together the kind of support that I needed, and it helped me get started as lieutenant governor. You were there when I governed. You came down to my graduation, my inauguration, and hit me. But you did so much for the Francis, if Loretta King was coming into Washington, you made certain that she had security. You had your people there for her. And for all the people who were coming in, there was nobody there to do it but you. And your selfishness, your integrity, to never forgetting the people. You never did. And guess what? The people will never, ever forget what you've done for them. And I'm grateful to you. Love you as a brother. Thank you for all.
See, Doug, you probably don't know this, but when you were sworn in as governor, I brought Sam Jordan and several of my staff people down.
Yes.
And Sam grew up somewhere in Virginia. And mm-hmm. we came into that rotunda where you were about mm-hmm. to be sworn in and saw those right. photographs of these old white people. He broke down and cried. He said, never in my lifetime would I think that I would be witnessing the inauguration of a black governor. Wow. So you did a lot to inspire us, too. You did a lot. You haven't forgotten where you came from.
Well, and I are kindred souls, and I can't thank you enough for not only what you have done, what you continue to do. Because when you tell the story, I listen to you talk about King Patton, Bailey, what you're telling people isn't so important as how you start, how you end. But never forget from whence you've come, and never forget the opportunity that is existing for you. You exist as a mentor for so many young men. I remember when we put in together the study of African-American male, you were there.
Right.
And if we had done much of what we tried to do some years ago, many of these young men are here today might not be there for them. So, Marion, God bless you and continue and all the great things you are doing, and know there are those of us who love you.
Plus, Doug, you did something I did. You went from being the governor to being the mayor, which is a tough job. It's tougher being mayor than being governor, but you did
people
that. And you held your head high. You didn't forget where you came from. You're an inspiration to a whole bunch of people, not only just black people, but to white people.
Well, you're mighty kind. But let me tell you, people ask me, say, which of the jobs is tough? I said, being fair is tougher because the people are closer to you. They can get to you.
That's right. Being mayor is not easy. Tough. Governor, you sort of in the state house and you're out among people. But they're there on your doorsteps every day.
Day to
with
day.
With their problems.
Get to you. Well, God bless you, man. And
thank you so much, Doug. Hope to see you sometime if you ever come this way.
And I will.
Give me a call. We need to get together and break bread and reminisce about old times. I love you, Doug. I love you very much.
Love you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.